Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And last night, obviously, first period, things didn't go the way you had hoped. That Badger team is just as good as everybody expected they were going to be, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of talent. You look at their starting lineup, they had Clark and Pankowski with Colgan. That's two Olympians and then another Olympian on the back end with Gardner and Rolfe. I mean, all five seniors, their starting lineup. And they just got Clark back. She had missed a number of games with an ankle injury. But you know what? We competed hard. We battled hard. And like we talked at last night, we unfortunately, the puck management that we emphasized coming into the game, it was kind of hurt us in the first period. You know, we had three goals that went, from our stick to their stick and into the net, and that's just tough. You know, again, they're just a real talented team, and you turn the puck over to them, it's by and large, it's usually going to be result in an outnumbered situation. But I thought after the second, third periods, we were much better. Certainly Kerrigan, I thought, played really well. Our penalty kill did a nice job. So definitely some positives, but we've got to just do a better job managing that puck to start with.
After watching film, what were some of the points that you mentioned to your team that needs to be a little better today?
Well, certainly that was one of them. You know, we showed them the goals. We just talked about the different plays that they could have made, at the time. You know, certainly hockey happens fast, and that's all part of it. The mistakes are part of the game. But, we showed them some things in terms of our breakout, obviously some of the things that Wisconsin likes to do in the offensive zone, some of the things we need to get a little better at. But bottom line is it's really just keeping the game simple and playing the game the way we're capable of playing. And that's just hard, competing hard. You know, it's winning those battles, but not trying to overthink it. Let's just get pucks out, get pucks in, and get after them.
I know the message to your team before we got off the bus was to be fearless. They need to do that today, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I think any athlete, if you're worried about mistakes, you're just going to play that way, and that's you can't afford to do that at any time. But certainly not in a game like this. So. You know, we want them to be fearless, just go for it. They're good hockey players. We believe in them. And we got a great chance today.
Some of the things I noticed last night, Wisconsin was really good at reading your passes, especially in your own zone. Those clearing attempts just weren't getting to the right spot. What needs to happen there?
Well, a couple things. One, D got to get back a little quicker, get turned up ice so they have a little bit more time. Certainly, we talk to our wings. If they see that Wisconsin defense is standing right next to them, just fly the zone. Just get out of the zone, and if our defense have the time and the space to skate up ice, then use the high off the glass clear. That'll force their defense back out. But a lot of times the play is there initially, but we hesitate, and once you hesitate, here comes their sticks, and now the pass is deflected. Now you're chasing. So everything just has to be done a little bit quicker.
How do you generate offense against Wisconsin's defense?
No question, it's a challenge. No question, they do a great job in their zone. But again, we feel that if we get in the zone, if our F1 drives the bus, if she can do a good job of getting on their defenseman, you saw that at times last night, like Haley Mack on the penalty kill just did a great job, all by herself, and we can do that, and then F2 has to realize and jump and be second quick, get on that puck. And now once we have possession, now we've got to make good decisions. Puck protect, go a little high, go east-west, go north-south, kind of get them moving and hopefully create some angles. And then we got to get pucks to the net and people to the net.
Your team had a couple of odd man rushes, people not passing the puck. Coach, how do you instill in them to take that chance of passing it across ice?
Well, they're trying to score, first and foremost. It's never bad to shoot the puck. I mean, that's never a bad play. In both cases, or in all the cases, we just never created a rebound. That's what we call shooting with a purpose. Pass off pads and knowing you got a teammate going to the backside. If you can shoot that pad or that far shoot the puck to the far pad, a lot of times you're going to create that rebound. We saw that last week with Bergie and Claire on the 2-on-1 where Claire scored. Bergie fires it off the goalie's pad low and bounces right to Claire. That's a direct play that we work on a lot. But we just showed them the clips. If you move the puck, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get it back, and now you force that goalie to move laterally, which is going to increase your chances to score goals. But again, the player with the puck is trying to make a play. You can never fault them for shooting. Obviously it's easy on the bench, you see the player, you can see it in retrospect on video, it's easy to point it out. But again, hockey happens fast. You got to make decisions, and we obviously trust our players to make the right decisions.
Kerrigan Dowie played another career game where she had 42 stops and 20 stops the 20 shots she faced in the third period. Most goalies would get a little shook after giving up five goals. She didn't. She made some great saves there late in the game for your team. Great momentum. How much does that help coming into today's game?
It helps a lot. I mean, her teammates believe in her. They believe in her in terms of giving us a chance. And she plays hard. She competes. She owns the goals that beat her, and she's always trying to get better. But I just like the way she's playing. Try a different goalie. It's certainly after a game like last night, putting them into a new situation is not always the easiest. Whereas Kerrigan obviously feels comfortable. She played against them yesterday. She knows what their tendencies are. And she was our best player yesterday, so it definitely deserves another opportunity today.
What's it going to take to beat the Badgers here this afternoon?
Good start. Good solid first period. They've been a great first period team all year. Just look at the number of goals they've scored. So we know we're going to have to be on our toes, ready to go when that puck drops. Capitalize on our chances and be real tough at our end.
Coach, go get them. Good luck.
Thanks, Kelly.